Good morning, you're listening to English Waves Radio. My name's Emma Phillips. This is the morning news. Three people were taken into custody on Wednesday and two others were questioned as witnesses as part of the reopened case of the murder of Gregory Villemain in 1984. Gregory was just 4 years old when he was found with his feet and fists bound in the cold water of the Vologne on the 16th of October 1984. Now, 32 years later, the uncle of Gregory's father, Marcel Jacob, and his wife Jacqueline, now in their 70s, have been placed in custody on suspicion of complicity in murder, not reporting a crime, and voluntary abstention from preventing a crime. Gregory's grandmother, Monique Villemain, was also questioned by police, although due to her age, she was not moved from her home. Bernard Laroche, the cousin of Gregory's father, also served time for the murder. Laroche was killed by Gregory's father upon his release. 12 people have died and 74 people have been injured, including 20 of them in critical condition at Grenfell Tower in London. 200 firefighters were required to tackle the blaze that started in the early hours of Wednesday and would go on to engulf the entire 24-storey building. Now, it turns out that the cladding added to the exterior of the building in 2015 had been linked to other fires, including in France and Australia, that spread before and during the £9 million refurbishment to the 1970s tower block. Residents had raised concerns that the block was a fire risk. The new government is endeavouring to put on a united front following revelations on the Minister of Justice, François Bayrou. A government spokesperson said yesterday that there was no bad feeling between Mr. Bayrou and Prime Minister Edouard Philippe. Mr. Bayrou has been hit with allegations of providing fictitious work within his party Modem in 2010 by the newspaper Le Canard Enchaîné, just days from the second round of legislative elections. The second round of legislative elections are on Sunday, with 4 days to go. Macron's party, La République En Marche, looks set to win the majority of seats. Some members of parliament already have their sights set on the Senate. A support group from Emmanuel Macron has been meeting for some days in order to strategise how to make it to the upper house once the election for the Senate comes around on the 24th of September. And finally, for 720,000 candidates, the day of reckoning is here. The 2017 BAC starts at 8 a.m. this morning with the usual philosophy exam. The BAC general series will finish up next Thursday, the 22nd of June. From all of us at English Waves, the very best of luck. You've been listening to The Morning News. I'm Emma Phillips for English Waves.